I've tried every miracle cream out there, and most of them end up in my bathroom graveyard. You know, that shelf of broken promises. But KPS Essentials actually works and keeps working. My skin feels smoother, hydrated, and alive again. Not fake, just healthy. Whatever this Dermanew technology is, my skin's clearly into it. It's like skincare with a PhD. They're clean, small batch, and trusted by doctors and five-star spas, and now by me. Go to kpsessentials.com and take the skin quiz. It'll match your skin to exactly what it needs. Because healthy, happy skin shouldn't be a miracle.
Tonight's video. First off, we start with a person that was in the woods and happens to come across this mysterious hole. And inside this hole is this really old journal. And what he reads will shock you. And then we head over to the state of Texas, where a couple of guys are urban exploring in the local woods nearby their houses. And what happens to them and what they encounter and face off will terrify you. Stay tuned. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Now, let's get spooky. I am an avid hiker and happen to live near a national park that I think is best not to name. Me and my friends go hiking there often, or I guess did. If you have ever been to a national park, you may have noticed certain areas were restricted for one reason or another. This one was no different, and the reason we were given was that the terrain was too dangerous. To me and my friends, this only made it sound more fun. When you spend as much time in the park as I, you begin to catch on to the rangers' routines. Soon you are able to avoid them with ease. And so, we made our way into the restricted area. We were soon met with disappointment, as the terrain was quite flat and boring. It may have been safer there than other parts of the park. My friends and I started speculating why they may want to keep people out of here. And then we started getting shot out. We were running. I made the mistake of looking back. I didn't see the shooter, and I didn't see the hole in front of me either. After falling a good 10 feet, I began examining my legs to see if I had broken them. My eye caught something. Behind some rocks was an old and deteriorating satchel. Contained within it was some shotgun shells and what appeared to be a journal. Soon, my friends came back and helped me out of the hole. We all escaped without taking any bullets. One of my friends proposed the idea that they were simply trying to scare us away and may have been using blanks. But that didn't make any sense. What could they be trying to hide? And why would they keep it in such a public area? Now I think I know the answer. Once home, I began looking through the journal and found that many of the pages, although frail, were still intact. The name Ellie Johnson is written on the front. The remaining pages read as follows. October 6, 1915. The trees are all beautiful this time of year. It's a shame the leaves don't last longer. I'd rather they look this way all year. I used some of the leaves to make beds for the sheep. And though they could use them as it gets colder, Dad says it will be even colder this year because our new land is up higher than the old. At first, that didn't make much sense to me, but now I could feel he's right. October 8th, 1915. I noticed my chores get done a fair bit faster now that there ain't much than a cow and some sheep to feed. But this has left me with nothing much to do. My friends are all miles away now, and there ain't nobody out here but us. I try to help my mom when I can, especially since she's carrying my little sister or brother. But most of the time, she insists on doing things herself. I never thought I'd want more chores. October 9th, 2015. Nothing much happened today other than a sheep escaping for about a half a minute before Dad caught her. Ain't really sure why I opened this book. October 12th, 1915. Dad's bringing a friend of his up here to go hunting. His name is Stan. Can't say I know him too well. I only met him once at church. I asked Dad if I could go with them. He said someone had to stay back and help Mom. He was right, I suppose, but that didn't make me happy about it. October 13th, 1915. I woke up this morning and found it snowed in the night. It's got to be at least 3 inches. I went to see what my dad had brought home, but he hasn't gotten back yet. Mom's real worried, and so am I. Dad usually is only gone for a few hours, never overnight. He's never gone hunting in the woods before, neither. I told him I should go out and see if I could find him, but she didn't much care for that idea at all. Says I'll get lost too. Says we should just wait. So I suppose that's what we're gonna do. October 14th, 1915. Dad's still gone. I told Mom that someone was gonna have to go look for them. And since she's pregnant, it was gonna have to be me. She began to cry, saying she ain't gonna lose her entire family. Then she said if he wasn't back by tomorrow, we'd send me in the town to go get help. I didn't want her any more upset than she already was, so I agreed. But I know he ain't gonna be back tomorrow, and if he's hurt, he's gonna need help quick. So, when Mom went to bed, I grabbed the shotgun by the door and some shells. I took a lantern, too. If I find Dad and Stan, I'll help them back home, and Mom will be happy. If I don't, I'll come home, and she'll never know. October 16th, 1915. I think I'm lost. I followed the footprints leading into the forest, thinking I'll find them in no time. But that damn snow kept falling and the footprints began to fade, till I couldn't see them anymore. At least not with my little lantern. But I wasn't gonna let this stop me. I kept walking where I figured they must be going. This foolish idea went as well as one might expect. That lantern ain't worth dirt. I didn't know I was on a hill till I was rolling down it. I hit my head against a rock on my way down. Everything went black. I woke up the next morning half buried in snow, but by the good grace of the Lord, I didn't break any bones. I climbed back up the hill to find that the snow had erased my tracks just the same as the others. I thought that if I just kept walking straight, I'd end up back home. But after an hour, I was still in the woods. I kept wandering in every direction without finding nothing but more trees and snow. Like the damn thing goes on forever. Didn't see a single animal either. Not one squirrel nor bird, like the woods are dead. I reckoned it'd be a better place to sleep than under a tree, but I didn't get any sleep. Something strange started howling as I closed my eyes. It didn't sound like any wolf I know of. Ain't really sure how to describe it, but it was close by. Much closer than
I've tried every miracle cream out there, and most of them end up in my bathroom graveyard. You know, that shelf of broken promises. But KPS Essentials actually works and keeps working. My skin feels smoother, hydrated, and alive again. Not fake, just healthy. Whatever this Dermanew technology is, my skin's clearly into it. It's like skincare with a PhD. They're clean, small batch, and trusted by doctors and five-star spas, and now by me. Go to kpsessentials.com and take the skin quiz. It'll match your skin to exactly what it needs. Because healthy, happy skin shouldn't be a miracle.
I would have liked. I thought I might have been trying to sleep in its home, so I kept the gun ready. It didn't stop until the sun began to peek through the trees. Only then could I rest. I woke about midday. I wonder if Mama's all right. Probably not too happy. I hope she didn't come looking for me like a fool, like me. I hope she goes and gets help. October 17th, 1915. I think it's the next day, but I ain't sure. I ain't sure of anything. I began another day of hopelessly trying to escape the woods. I don't think they ever made it. I think home may be 1,000 miles away, if even that close. I came across some footprints. They were bigger than a bear and had 1-inch-long claws. Next to them seemed to be marks from something being dragged along. I followed them. I know it wasn't smart, but it was something. Something in the forest of nothing. As I followed, I'd find blood around the tracks every now and again. I kept walking till I came across a cave. This one was much larger than the one I used for a shelter. there was something inside. It was a giant beast hunched over eating something. There was blood all around the mouth of the cave. I saw the bones of the creature's back poking through its gray skin. I stood frozen and started to cry. I wasn't sure why at the time, but now I believe it was because I knew who it was eating. Before I could make too much noise, a hand went over my mouth as I was dragged behind a nearby rock. It was Stan. He gestured for me to be quiet and asked for the shotgun. I gave it to him. I asked him what happened to his gun. He told me he dropped it while running away from that beast. Then I asked him where Dad was. He didn't answer. I tried keeping my tears quiet, but I failed. In the blink of an eye, that antlered monster had its jaws at my leg. I screamed in pain before Stan shot it in the face. It released me and turned towards him. He then shot it in the chest. That didn't seem to do much good other than making it mad. The gun was now empty, but the monster was enraged. Stan ran off into the never-ending forest with the abomination gaining behind him, leaving me alone. It was going to catch him and kill him and drag him back here. And then it was going to do the same to me. I got up and began limping away. I kept my eyes closed until I was past the cave. I didn't want to see what was inside. I didn't get far before falling through the earth. Now I'm stuck in a hole. I don't think it's a work of nature. It's much too deep for that. It seems instead to be a trap dug by a demon. I'm not sure how long it will be until it finds me. One of my legs are broken, and the other has been badly wounded by the beast. I can't get out. The skin around the bite wound is beginning to turn gray, and I feel sick as a dog. Mom, if you find this, I love you. And also, run. Hey y'all, my name is Garrett, and I'm going to share with y'all the time me and my good friend Robert encountered something very frightening in our local forest/park. It's been almost 3 years since it occurred, and I still wonder how I'm still alive to tell the tale. Anyways, here it goes. It all started on a cool October evening in Texas. Me and my friend Robert were wondering how we would spend this evening on a Saturday night. So, being the thrill seekers we were, we decided to go off on a walk in our local forest and do some urban exploring, since there was some abandoned buildings in that area. I'm not too certain of the history behind the buildings, but apparently, they were part of an old settlement from the mid-late 1800s that was mysteriously abandoned in the 1920s. I have tried to ask more about the history from people in our small town, but they simply refused to talk about it other than that. Additionally, they warned me and all other teenagers not to go into the forest at night. Of course, being the young, cocky teenagers we were, me and Robert simply ignored that warning and went on to explore the buildings. Once we got all our stuff packed in our backpacks, including a newly gifted camcorder, we set out to the forest at about 6:45 p.m. and got there at about 7 o'clock. So the sun was pretty much set at this point. The parking lot, once we got there, only contained one other vehicle, a Ford Expedition. This seemed odd as it was nightfall and yet there were still some hikers out and about in the park apparently. Not that it was strange for us to be here so late in the day. I shrugged it off quickly and started recording on my camera once we started our 30-minute hike to the abandoned buildings. The hike went completely normal for the first part, until we were about 10 minutes away from the settlement. It started with the crickets and the other animals going quiet all around us, which I know means a predator is nearby. I am an avid hunter, so I would know this, as well as listening to horror stories on YouTube. Robert and I were a bit on the edge, but we refused to turn back. Instead, we just slowed down our pace and minimized the number of times we would use our flashlights, since we didn't want to give away our positions so easily. Eventually, we made it to our destination with no further interruptions. In front of us, we were greeted by a building that seemed to resemble an old church, with what seemed to be small houses and maybe a couple of stores surrounding it. Of course, the buildings were so old and run down that it was hard to tell.
I've tried every Miracle cream out there, and most of them end up in my bathroom graveyard. You know, that shelf of broken promises. But KPS Essentials actually works and keeps working. My skin feels smoother, hydrated, and alive again. Not fake, just healthy. Whatever this Dermanew technology is, my skin's clearly into it. It's like skincare with a PhD. They're clean, small batch, and trusted by doctors and five-star spas, and now by me. Go to kpsessentials.com and take the skin quiz. It'll match your skin to exactly what it needs. Because healthy, happy skin shouldn't be a miracle.
Strangely enough, too, it appeared that the church was in the middle of the settlement. Now, I don't know if it's just me, but if you see an abandoned town with an old creepy church, chances are some bad shit is going to happen. Anyways, Robert and I agreed that we should check out the other buildings first, since the church was making both of us uneasy and we wanted to save it for last. We spent about 30-45 minutes exploring the different buildings, with not much interest other than some cryptic messages engraved in the wood of the buildings, which read out stuff like, "We must leave before it's too late," and "They always watch." Now, if the atmosphere of the town itself was enough to freak me and Robert out, as well as the eerie silence from earlier, this was about enough to make us shit bricks, especially with the previous history of the settlement. Could this be connected to the town's abandonment? What were they so afraid of? So many questions that needed answers. I had to keep going. After we finished exploring the last building before the church, we took maybe 10 breaths each before entering the church. Upon entering the church, it immediately made us gag with the smell of what I could only describe as pure death. And it seemed to be coming from a room below the building. A basement? That's what I could only assume. There was a trapdoor followed by a ladder that led down to this secret room, and as we made our way down, that horrible smell seemed to get even stronger. We even had to put our jackets over our noses to cover up the smell once we got down. Once we got down, we were met with a huge catacomb-like room with some sort of object in the middle of it, illuminated by a very dim candle hanging from the ceiling. Me and Robert very reluctantly made our way towards the object, with my camera still recording, to discover that it was one half of a person's bloody body, a female that seemed to be in her mid to late 20s. Very possibly a young urban explorer like Robert and I. We both threw up seeing this gruesome sight. It is worth mentioning, too, that while we were down there, we never used our tack lights to see what we were surrounded by. I almost fainted on sight when we saw that we were surrounded by maybe 20 horrifying-looking humanoid creatures. They were probably no taller than us, but they were naked and very thin with long, thin, and wiry hair coming down to their chests. Their eyes were black as night, and their gaping mouths were dripping with blood. Their fingernails looked like they were overgrown and were shaped like steak knives. They sort of resembled the clown from Saw, except without the makeup and the hair was much thinner. And once they all knew we saw them, they all in unison gave out this deathly shriek. A shriek that I believe could only be heard in a nightmare. I don't even know there was a living thing on this planet that could produce that noise until then. It was then that Robert yelled at the top of his lungs, "Frickin' run!" as we both climbed up the ladder in record time. It was an absolute miracle not me or Robert got dragged down by those monstrosities. We made it out of the church as fast as we could and slammed the door behind us. With the screaming still being heard, we took a minute to catch our breaths as we discovered with our lights probably 50 different eye shines coming from all the buildings that we previously explored. Upon seeing this, we both bolted out of the entire settlement. I dropped my camera behind in the process. In about 10-15 minutes, we made it back to my truck with the Ford Expedition still there. We could now finally safely recollect and calm down from our horrific experience. We then concluded that the car probably belonged to the girl that was killed by those things under the church. It really was a miracle that we made it out. But it's very unfortunate that she didn't, and my heart goes out to her family. The next day, we led police to the location. And they found her body right where we saw it, only this time, those creatures were not there. She was eventually identified as 26-year-old Chloe Bex. We tried telling the police our story, but they obviously did not buy it. Except for one, Sheriff Walker, who was a 60-year-old native of our small town. During the investigation on the site, he came up to me and Robert and said, "Now you know why they tell you never to go into the forest at night."
I've tried every miracle cream out there, and most of them end up in my bathroom graveyard. You know, that shelf of broken promises. But KPS Essentials actually works and keeps working. My skin feels smoother, hydrated, and alive again. Not fake, just healthy. Whatever this DermaNew technology is, my skin's clearly into it. It's like skincare with a PhD. They're clean, small batch, and trusted by doctors and five-star spas, and now by me. Go to kpsessentials.com and take the skin quiz. It'll match your skin to exactly what it needs. Because healthy, happy skin shouldn't be a miracle.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.